Random House Audio presents The City and the City by China Mieville. This is John Lee. Deep inside the town, they're open up, so to speak. Double streets, doppelganger streets, mendacious and delusive streets. Bruno Schultz, The Cinnamon Shops and Other Stories. Part 1. Besgel. Chapter 1. I could not see the street or much of the estate. We were enclosed by dirt-coloured blocks, from windows out of which leaned vested men and women with morning hair and mugs of drink, eating breakfast and watching us. This open ground between the buildings had once been sculpted. It pitched like a golf course, a child's mimicking of geography. Maybe they had been going to wood it and put in a pond. There was a copse, but the saplings were dead. The grass was weedy, threaded with paths, footwalked between rubbish, rutted by wheel tracks. There were police at various tasks. I wasn't the first detective there. I saw Bardo Nostin and a couple of others, but I was the most senior. I followed the sergeant to where most of my colleagues clustered, between a low derelict tower and a skateboard park ringed by big drum-shaped trash bins. Just beyond it we could hear the docks. A bunch of kids sat on a wall before standing officers. The gulls coiled over the gathering. "Inspector," I nodded at whomever that was. Someone offered a coffee, but I shook my head and looked at the woman I had come to see. She lay near the skate ramps. Nothing is still like the dead are still. The wind moves their hair as it moved hers, and they don't respond at all. She was in an ugly pose, with legs...